This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's dell.com/deals. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Some guy walks up to me in the middle of Munich. He says to me,
"This is the Rich Eisen Show."
Aren't you Susie Schuster's husband?
No.
With guest host Susie Schuster, live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, legendary broadcaster Brent Musburger, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, 40-yard dash maven Rich Eisen, Pro Football Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk, and now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
Hey, everybody. Hour number three underway on the Rich Eisen Show. Susie Schuster in for Rich one more day before he comes back from Indy, unless, you know, he misses his flight. Could happen, right? In case he just doesn't show up. Brent Musburger was in the first hour from Hawaii. He was looking live, I think, at the ocean, some dolphins, perhaps a steaming cup of coffee, and it was great to have that chat with him. So if you missed that, go back and watch that, please, on YouTube, on Roku as it re-airs. 844-204-RICH. Some of you guys are on hold. We appreciate you holding. We will get to your calls. Chris, how are you?
Susie, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Susie, how you doing?
Hi, Mike. See, that was you said it in a nicer way.
See, thank you.
So I react.
That's what we do. We've known each other a long time.
Come on, we're going on 25 years. I love
it. I know.
I love it. TJ, hi.
What up, though?
Hey, how are you? Are you on your first, second, or third mimosa?
I'm not good with numbers. You know that.
Yeah, you guys.
You just flow. You just flow like the champagne goes into your glass. Yeah, a little something to go with it. Rich will join us shortly from Indianapolis. Looking forward to catching up with him and hearing about the rumors in the hallway and wondering if he's keeping a safe distance from J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, who else has he awkwardly hugged today?
There's no doubt Blake Corum, he walks through, he's... There's a lot. Rich is a hugger. He's gonna want to give him the old embrace. Whip. You know.
You think that JJ's people are gonna have a PFA put against Rich?
Like a cease and desist.
Yeah, you know, like a stay. You gotta stay 20 feet away from him.
Restraining order.
Yeah, restraining order. Yeah.
I mean, you guys are crazy.
But it was funny yesterday. He's like, the first time I met my quarterback in person,
and
he was emotional about it.
Right.
The fact that he was at Albert
makes it even funnier. So good.
That really does.
But JJ didn't know. I mean, he probably knew who Albert was, but didn't know that he's an Ohio State guy. It's pretty funny.
I think that next year, when they have a rebuild year, I mean, does anybody really think they're going to come back? And, you know, we don't know what to expect from Michigan, correct? And I said to Rich,
unknown.
What are you going to do when they're not the Michigan of this year? He said, I'm going to sit back and think about that trophy. Hey, how are you, Rich? We're talking about you. Like you're not even in the room. Like you're not even on the Zoom.
We can't hear Rich.
There he is. Can we hear you, honey?
We can't hear him yet.
No, but he's rocking a different look than yesterday, though.
He is.
We're going to work on the audio.
Solids.
Yeah, do you like the solids? You like the solids.
Solids.
You've got a real problem with the chalk stripe.
Well, I just think the pinstripes are just kind of Goodfellas-y, Untouchables. They're just from a different era. Like
he's from a different era.
2024. I mean, solids. Plenty of strengths.
Okay. This is now turning into a fashion show.
I mean, I was just going to say, what do you guys...
Well, usually you were dressing him, so...
I don't dress him.
I'm kind of
that's not what we heard.
He's
I'm
a big boy. He's got his own closet.
Your
Indianapolis
way,
fashion
so.
Week.
I might make suggestions, but
listen,
I don't dress him.
Christopher Hilfinger over here.
Which he follows. Will you
Rich,
make a
can you tell the guys
follows.
That I don't dress you, please?
How dare you guys? How dare you?
I'm giving you a compliment. You look
good. No.
But
there's
you do need to straighten your tie. Straighten your tie a little bit. There you go. Thank you.
There's a difference between dressing me and suggesting what I should wear. Okay?
True.
All right, everybody. So just back off. I'm my own man. But I appreciate the, well, I don't, actually, I don't appreciate the implication, quite frankly.
May I ask you a question? If there you go. I was going to say, we got to tweak the glasses
tie.
Too. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
How was your breakfast? Who did you have breakfast with
yeah,
today?
Yeah, yeah, I need to know.
Well, I'll tell you who I met at breakfast.
Ooh, okay. Come on.
His name is Caleb Williams.
Oh.
And I can confirm, shaking his hand. His hand size is definitely big-time quarterback worthy.
Okay.
He was also halfway through what appeared to be an egg white with avocado on English muffin California situation.
Hardcore breakfast. Southern California breakfast, right?
Yeah.
Protein.
I pointed at the potatoes. And called it a red flag. he got the joke, so he's got a sense of humor. I can confirm that.
Okay. Did you then go in with your index finger and thumb and snag one, or did you?
That
did
is
no.
Just
walk away?
Rich doesn't even
no,
ask.
No, Suze, you know I'm not. I'm
you're
didn't
not
do
a
that.
What? No. Because you do that to everyone.
Just because I did it to one of you. Or tater tots the other day doesn't mean I do it to the number one overall pick in the draft.
Wow,
Chris, okay. After having just met him, I've known you for a long time. I just literally met him.
Okay. Maybe too long at this point.
So, yeah. So there's
it's Mimosa
that. So
Friday,
I can confirm,
Rich,
though,
we're
the
very
hand
loose.
Size. He's got like Russell Wilson type mitts. These things were huge. They were monster big.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Okay, good.
I got that for you.
He said he's as tall as Aaron Rodgers. Did you get that feeling?
Can confirm that. Okay. Confirm that. When he stood up to shake hands, which I thought was very, very nice of him. You know, I was looking up, okay. So I can confirm that.
Okay.
And I have no problem with him not taking the medical exams. I know that is the story of the day here. The only drawback for him on this is, you speak to anyone around here, is that let's just say he'll hit free agency 1 year, or he'll somehow some way want out and there's a trade, is that these other teams won't have the baseline medical information. Like the medical information that everybody gets here and is shared with all 32 teams is something that the teams keep. And then we'll use as some sort of a baseline when they go through a medical exam if they want to acquire him later in life. Like, literally, that's the only drawback on this thing. So I know what people are saying today about red flag this. He's trying to do it differently. It's just I think it's just the 21st century way of people who are already used to the spotlight and have got some cash and scratch in the bank, and the eye in the sky has an unbesmirchable amount of tape on him. That's the way this is going to go. I mean, Marvin Harrison, there's word that he's not here now. Like, he just left.
Bye-bye?
Like, he met with teams, and he did the medical, and you know, the idea that he's not here today because he wasn't at his podium for his press conference, that just may have been a miscommunication where the combine didn't hear or whatever, or he just, I don't know, he might have just left town. But the indication that he is no longer here is because he worked out, he did the weight and reps with the defensive line group, which is, it's like, whoa. You know, receivers don't do that unless they're not planning to work out with their guy, with their group and just getting out of Dodge. So again, the eye in the sky for him doesn't lie. And it's like, if you want to pass on him, you know, I think my favorite one that I saw, favorite tweet that I saw, is that it's a red flag and he should drop all the way through the first eight teams was by some Bears fan that they know they picked ninth. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's what a major red flag. That first eight teams should pass on him. You know,
I mean, Rich, does anybody
again,
care?
Some teams may. I know fans do. Obviously, as a guy who's going to be sitting in that booth for an insane amount of hours tomorrow when the receivers work out, it would be great to even just see him here, just chit-chat. But in terms of his, I still think he's going to be the first receiver off the board. Could be as soon as is Brockman's and yours Patriots. Choose three, maybe, if they don't take a quarterback. He's going to be the first one off the board. That is for sure. He'll be the first non-quarterback off the board, period. End of story. So why does he need to go through all this? And he's got the hammer, so there's that, you know?
What else are you hearing?
Oh, here's a good story from last night.
Yes. Here we go.
You're going to love this.
Elmo's?
So we're at dinner.
Walking around.
We're at dinner. We're at dinner last night. We're at dinner last night. Okay. At dinner last night. Group of guys. An elderly gentleman at another table, you know, I can tell when somebody recognizes me. Okay. You know, after all these years, Suze, you've seen the look too in these restaurants and what have you. And so the guy comes up to the table as he's leaving and said something to one of the guys at our table that I thought I overheard, and I had to ask him, is that literally what that guy asked before he nodded his head and left? And the question was, is that Rich Eisen or Ryan Gosling?
That's come what the guy on. Asked.
Get out of here.
Where are you? There
are, and they said yes.
Six witnesses to this.
What?
Six witnesses. The guy was wondering, is it me or Ryan Gosling? And Suze, last night when you FaceTimed me, when you got home with the kids, I told this to Xander to tell him not to tell you because I was going to bring this up on the show. But I had to see his reaction to.
And
it's
what
quite
was
similar
it? Yeah.
to the one that. It's quite similar to the one that you're having right now. So I understand. I understand why somebody could be confused on all of that. But God bless it. That was one of the best moments of the combine. I don't think it's going to be topped.
Let me ask
that
you this.
That was awesome.
How many yes, empty yes. bottles of wine were on their table?
His table? I didn't look. You great know question. What? I didn't look. I just took that moment
great,
and ran
great
with
question.
It.
Hey, Rich, did he leave any TJ Plus sitting at the table after?
There's no,
there you go.
Listen,
yep.
How dare you?
Legal in
how
Indiana.
Dare you?
I mean,
I don't know. Maybe
were you
it was
in
confusing.
An outside facility? Like, you know.
No. Maybe he's not confused. Maybe he there is something to it. You know. One of the guys at the table did greet me this morning with a good morning, Ryan, text with a meme from Barbie. So I got that going for
wow,
me.
Which well, is
I
nice.
Love Indianapolis.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Commissioner Silver.
Now, I can confirm in the past
go ahead. Good job,
when yes. you had more up here
whoa.
That people used to think, you look like Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was back in the day. I had a real Dan Aykroyd look and flow.
You really did, yeah, you did.
He did.
He doesn't look like Ryan Gosling.
He does not. And I love you. We have a wonderful life together, but I don't see it.
Outrageous.
All right. What's more likely, Rich? What's more likely?
What's more likely?
You look like Ryan Gosling, or we are going to roll what's more likely.
I think it's the latter.
What?
What's more likely?
Wow. Never say never, but never.
Man, oh man. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know where to go from there, Rich.
That I'm crying right now.
Unbelievable. Okay, let's just get right to it. Happy Friday, everybody. Omar Khan's doing a lot of talking. Steelers GM. Who's more likely to be the Steelers Week 1 quarterback? Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph. Or a mystery quarterback.
It won't be Kyle Rudolph, that's
no, I don't think it's going to be a mystery quarterback, man. I'm not hearing anything here other than the fact that it's going to be one of those two. And I would go with Kenny Pickett right now because he's the only one on their roster right now. He's the only one that's signed right now. So Mason Rudolph may have a market. They may have a quarterback competition between the two of these guys, and I know this does not excite the Steelers, but I am not hearing at all Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins, or they're going to draft one. I don't hear that at all. And I know you're shaking your head,
wow,
Chris.
I'm just shocked.
But I think I would go Kenny Pickett right now if I had a guess.
Ooh, Steelers fans, that's rough. All right. How about this? The first non-quarterback wide receiver offensive lineman to be drafted higher. Brock Bowers, who you'll see later today, or the defender you saw last night run a blazing 40, Dallas Turner?
I would go with Dallas Turner, but maybe I'm going to reserve this. I'm going to keep a pin in that. Let's see what Bowers looks like tonight. You know, let's see. I don't know how much he's doing, but the thing that I'm hearing about this is Kyle Pitts scares the hell out of everybody, you know? And I think that's unfortunate for Brock because he's not Kyle Pitts.
Right.
But a guy with freakish ability and huge size and a lot of great tape from the SEC being drafted high in a draft hasn't worked out for the Atlanta Falcons. And I think that's scaring a lot of people off of Brock Bowers. And Dallas Turner does appear to be the best edge rusher in a draft that doesn't have a lot of them. So that I think that'll wind up pushing him above Brock Bowers when it's all said and done on that Thursday night in Detroit.
Man, what a show Dallas put on, though. A 40-inch vertical, 4.4s, 40. Very impressive.
Yeah, with the stat that we heard last night is that 40-inch vertical was the highest, the biggest jump at the vert in the last 20 years of the combine by an Alabama linebacker. And he supplanted the 39-inch vertical leap mark of your current head coach of the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans, in 2006.
Wow.
So we were searching for him somewhere in the stadium to get a shot of him when we were reading off that stat last night, but we couldn't see him. But there you go. I'll go Dallas Turner on that.
All right, Rich, Caleb Williams spoke today. I thought it was really impressive. He came off really well. You met him. You like what you saw. More likely to make the playoffs in 2024. Caleb Williams or Justin Fields?
Well, I mean, don't you have to let me know where Justin Fields is going? Give me at least an idea.
Falcons are big betting favorites right now.
Then I'll go Justin Fields. Just in the fact that it's so tough for a rookie quarterback to do what, you know, C.J. Stroud did this year. Although that said, I mean, you take that number 9 overall pick and you turn it into the new air, you know, non-airplane pilot, Rome Odunze, and add that to DJ Moore in the run game and the defense that Eberflus,
yep,
is going to be calling plays for, then maybe, just maybe, I'll wind up being wrong. But for the moment, I'll just go with somebody who wind up in a new spot and might actually take the team to the playoffs. I just need to know where he goes. If it's Atlanta, yeah. If it's New England, then I would take Caleb Williams.
I think that's fair. TJ, here you go.
Thank you.
Big name free agent to end up signing with the Cowboys, Derrick Henry or Mike Evans?
Oh, I think it's Derrick Henry. I think by the end of the day, the Bucs will just figure out how to bring Evans back and hook him up with Baker. I'll go Derrick Henry. I just think Evans is going to be just too rich for the Cowboys' blood when they've got so many other guys to pay. Derrick Henry might come on some sort of a market value contract. You know what the market value is for running backs these days. So I'd go Derrick Henry there. Which one would you want, TJ?
Oh, well, you know me. I'm greedy. I want both, but...
Well, you know what? You know that's not the answer allowable here.
Derrick Henry, I guess, you know, you've kind of sold me on the fact that you know, that 30-year-old mark isn't the end, and he played pretty well last year, and the Cowboys definitely need a bell cow, so why not? Let's give him a shot.
Plus, you can merely hand him the football. Mike Evans, you must throw the football to.
So, we don't need Dak throwing 60 passes again in a game.
No, you don't want to do that.
No, so.
Here we go.
All right, two more for you, Rich, and I'll send you off to your indie day. Castaway AFC East quarterback you have faith in to resurrect their careers. Zach Wilson.
Are you going Zach
or Mac Jones?
Or Mac?
Or Mac Jones.
Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
Now Rich is really thinking both of them for this answer.
Dude.
One of them needs to go to the 49ers.
I mean, I'll go Zach.
One of these needs to be the backup to Brock Purdy.
I'm going to go Zach. I'm just going to go Zach because Mac looked so – I mean, Zach looked better than Mac.
He did.
You know? And that's saying a lot.
Exactly.
So I'll – that's more likely. I'll go Zach over Mac. Yeah, I was talking to somebody who's high up in the evaluation business in the NFL the other day here at the Combine. The concept, the question about Mac came up. Do you think he's got a, you know, resurrection in him? They just shook their head. No.
Wow.
Didn't say a word.
Oh, that's so sad.
So.
Oh, it's rough.
I know.
It's rough.
He needs a hug.
He does. Big time. Last one, Rich. Did you see any Wemby highlights last night?
I saw him essentially call game with a three-point shot and then a block of Chet Holmgren and going from end to end. I saw that. So what's your question?
He put up a stat line that's never been done in NBA history before last night. That's how impressive this kid is. Locked up rookie of the year. More likely in the next 3 years, Wemby MVP or Spurs go to the finals?
Oh, I'll go Spurs go to the finals.
Ooh.
I'll do that. Yeah. I'll do that. Why? You take Wemby MVP over the individual over the team?
I think
he's going to win MVP soon. I think we're seeing it.
I think
so. I'm glad that I'm zagging it while you're zigging. I'll zag. I'll take the other. See, we got our bases covered here on what's more likely.
Look at us.
Fantastic.
All right, brother.
All right.
Enjoy Indy.
Yeah, fantastic. I'll take next year, by the way. I'm willing to go on the record.
Wow.
I got nothing to lose here.
I think defensive player of the year next year for sure.
How is Brent, Suze?
How's what, babe?
Brent.
Oh, Brent. He was a master. He was live from Aloha from Hawaii. He was fantastic.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was like with a steaming cup of coffee overlooking the ocean. Yeah, before we go,
yes.
I want to give you a present ahead of time. I want you to feel good about yourself. So take a look at what we've made for you. I believe Smidge probably
did.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, this is confusing to people. Who's which one is who?
Rich, I've never seen you wear that red suit before. Where'd that come from?
I can feel it.
It's a great shirt.
I've never seen you in that suit.
It's a suit. He's wearing a red suit, people. It's
you have
that's
no idea.
A full suit. Hey, Rich, you know, I love you. I mean, we've been together for a very long.
Well, you should love him.
Long time.
You made him chase you for 5 years before, you know, you let him catch
you. That's because I thought he was Ryan Gosling.
She was playing hard to get.
Honey, I love you. But then again, what's his wife's name?
Eva Mendes.
Yeah, I have no Eva Mendes, so we're fine. Hey, take care.
Last night, again, I get to dinner. I immediately start having a nice glass of red wine or two. And I honestly thought he said that as soon as the guy left, I'm like, did he really ask if it was me or Ryan Gosling? The dude goes like, yeah.
That's amazing. Wow.
Never say never, but never.
Well,
thank
Rich,
you very much. Great job. There it is.
Yeah, there it is. Marshall is on next, Rich. So we will ask my other husband what he thinks about this comparison.
Say hi to 28.
Will do indeed. Have a great day, honey.
See you, brother. Be well.
All right, let's go to break. When we come back, Marshall Faulk. Let's ask him what he thinks about that side-by-side.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Title Transference aired October 27, 2004. Director James Marshall, writers Todd Slavkin, Darren Swimmer. I really like this episode, and I'm surprised that you don't like it as much as you thought you did.
I actually respect your opinion more than I respect my own in general. When you say things are good and I check them out, they are.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
I got an email today from the LenPenzo.com HR department. I find it really interesting. I'm an employee of one at this company, but somebody from the HR department sent me an email telling me that I had a raise. If I just opened the attachment, I could see how much my raise was.
Make sure you click on the links that are in there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.
Now, you told him about how you are the Bill Walsh of audio executives.
Exactly,
you
yeah.
can't screw these up. Your favorite catchphrase from the original Predator. Go ahead, here's one.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
All right, that's number one. Here's number two.
Okay.
Get to the chopper!
Can't hear them at all.
Okay.
Hear them. Yes.
You can't hear them.
So what I'm going to do, I'm doing this blindfolded. Wait a minute.
No,
did Bill Walsh not have the volume up? Did the Bill Walsh of sound engineers not have the volume up for the segment?
Please.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we can
boy.
Kill it.
This is not bode well.
Can you back?
There's a method to his madness. Do you want to try one more time now?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, man.
Here we go. We can kill it.
Okay, if it bleeds,
we can kill it.
Okay, here's the next one.
Get to the chopper!
Yeah.
Is it a chocolate? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here's the other one.
One ugly mother.
Okay, there's that one.
Okay.
Start bench cut.
All right, get to the chopper. It's cut. Because it's only an incidental line, and the only reason we remember it is because he's Austrian. If anybody else said, get to the choppers, it wouldn't have been a line. It wouldn't have been a line. It's only because he's Austrian. Cut. Cut. It's superfluous. We're going to bench your one ugly MF-er. So what you're going to do is you're going to start, if it bleeds, we can kill it. Because it's a succinct line, and it's done in a very naturalistic way.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Very well done.
That's just
now, for everybody else who comes in here on the Rich Eisen Show, we're going to show them this start bench cut because you have raised the bar, Keegan.
Setting
Michael
the bar
Key.
Right here.
We're going to edit out Del Tufo messing up the audio. We're going to edit that
can
out.
Can you edit that out?
No, it's
too good.
Perfect.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger's got the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Marshall Falk joins us now, my other husband. Marshall, good to have you on with us, and thank you for always taking the call. I want to show you a photograph. Rich just told us the story. Last night in Indy, he overheard a table saying, is that Rich Eisen or Ryan Gosling? I said to him how many bottles of empty wine were on the table. Marshall, what's your thought on that?
Wow.
Oh, I love me some Rich, man. I love me some Rich. That is such a Rich Eisen-ism for him to come up and create something like that. That is perfect.
For so those of you, you don't believe you know that, Rich, do you? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, please. Please.
Not even just straight up.
Not even
no,
close.
Made up.
You were saying,
maybe
Marshall?
They both had hats
yeah.
on. Hats. Well, they both had hats on. What was it? They were at Steak and Shake. What were they?
Steak and the Shake.
I mean, I love my husband. Terrific guy. I don't see it. He's
oh,
not
man,
your speech.
That's such a Rich. That is. I love the dude. But that's a reach right there.
Who's your celebrity comparison? Who have people thought you were from time to time?
I get Omar Epps.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep.
All right, I like it.
Nice.
I get Omar Epps a lot.
What do you remember from your experience at the Combine, Marshall?
Susie, this is awesome. Like, I'm in Indianapolis. It's cold. There's a storm. I've never been this cold. There's ice everywhere. I go to St. Elmo's to meet my my agent for dinner. I come back. I lose my ID. I almost can't get back into the hotel. And I remember leaving there saying, oh, my God, I'm never coming back here again. And with the second Indianapolis Colts take Marshall Falk, I'm like, wow, that's awesome. That's pretty awesome. It was so cold that year. It was one of the worst, 1994. It was the blizzard of all blizzards. And when I lived there, they used to always reference the storm in 94. Oh, this wasn't like the storm in 94. So it was that was classic. That was probably the most, the thing that I remember the most, that happening. And I was more on the Marvin Harrison Jr. kind of thing. I was like, I'm not working out. Like, you've seen me play. If you want to talk, if you were not in the top five, I didn't meet with teams out of that weren't picking in the top five. I just didn't waste my time with it. I focused on the teams that were in the top five, what their needs were. I learned about the city. I kind of learned about their teams, saw how I would fit in with those teams. And had some good interviews.
So before we get to Marvin Harrison, now I'm curious, were you disappointed when you heard Indianapolis?
I wasn't. And I'm saying this nicely because I was kind of let down. I was kind of happy and let down because I didn't go to Cincinnati because you wanted to be the first overall, but all the first picks that went to Cincinnati didn't pan out well. Bob is like, is this a blessing in disguise? So it was like it was mixed emotions. It was mixed emotions.
Panned out okay. I think it worked out for you pretty well. What's your reaction to Marvin Harrison Jr. With him? Now it seems like there might be some misunderstanding, but he worked out with a bunch of the defensive guys. He's kind of playing it his way. Caleb Williams playing it his way. What's your reaction to that?
It's the new age guys. They understand where they're at. And here's what I know. His father played with one quarterback the majority of his career. He had a couple of years before Peyton got there. And Marvin understands how important it is for a receiver to have a good quarterback. He wants his son in the best situation possible for his son to flourish. If you end up at a place that doesn't have a guy at quarterback that can facilitate and get you the ball, I don't care how good you are. There'll always be questions, and your career as a receiver can be extremely hard. I believe that his father has a hand in this, in a sense of advising him, like, the reality is this, is he's done enough on the football field. He's played in high impact games. He's shown that he can play. I really don't understand what the combine would be for in his case, as I was, except to work against you. I can't see where the combine could help him.
You had 2 years together in Indy with Marvin Harrison. What comparisons do you see with the father-son, and are you talking to him at all about this right now?
We talked last year because I wasn't sure of what he was going to do last year. And Marvin and I talked, and he was just like, he's a different guy. More to the sense of Marvin was a guy who got open, caught balls in open space. His son is more of he catches contested balls. Like, he challenges guys. And he's a bigger receiver, a bigger target, where Marvin played more of a smaller, fast guy game where he got open, operated in space, to where Junior does it a little different. But he has the ability to run routes and get open as well.
Marshall, I hate Marshall Faulk joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show, Susie Schuster in for Rich. I hate the constant denigration of the running back position. And I shake my head. I understand. I love it when you talk about how you played the game and how you didn't get hit because you ran so fast because you hated getting hit because it hurt. But the constant denigration of the running back position, what are your thoughts as you hear so many people, Derrick Henry, all these great names being bandied about and wondering where they're going to land?
Yeah, I feel bad for those guys in a sense. But also, Susie, and I've said this multiple times, they're complicit. When you look at all of these guys that's about to not get the franchise tag, it's because they haven't proven their worth in a sense. They come out, they split time with guys, they allow their backup to play, and therefore your value is diminished. That's literally it. If you realize that there's a guy behind the guy who's asking for 15 to 20 million, there's a guy behind at 8 or 7 or 6 that you can pay, you pay the guy behind, and maybe you pay two guys. Let's say you pay two guys 7 each, and now you're at 14 compared to putting that type of money into one guy. They've done it. They've caused this to happen. They split time. They come out of games. None of them are playing whole games. And listen, it's coming from college that way because multiple guys are playing. We don't see guys that's like, we used to call them bell cows. You can count on him. You give him the ball. You know he can touch the ball. And it's not just carries. Touch the ball 30 to 40 times a game. Touch the ball. If you look at the amount of touches that guys are getting now, I mean, if a guy touching the ball 30 times, we're raving about him. And that's Christian McCaffrey. He's one of the few guys that's touching the ball that amount of time. Nick Chubb was the guy who touched the ball that amount of times. A lot of guys, they're just splitting time. And when you split time, you devalue the position and you devalue your value.
So your advice to them is what?
Play more. Play more. Show your worth. Let them see that you on the field the offense is better than you off the field.
You know, this week, Amy Trask and I spoke with Lewis Riddick about this on What the Football, and Amy said, try playing football without running the ball, and was saying that it's time for the running backs to take a lot more ownership of the game. And yeah. I think that's a kind of exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm daring them. I'm asking them, play more. Come, learn how to play more. Learn how to be the reliable guy. Get pissed off when they put another guy in, and it's something that you can do. Like, I understand the team mentality, but like, hey, coach, I can run this route. Hey, coach, I can take this play fake. Hey, coach, I can block this guy, because whether you can run the ball inside and outside, that doesn't matter anymore. It's the other stuff.
But it's about playing more without getting hurt. I mean, it's just so hard. I mean, not everybody is you.
Susie, listen, if we're worried about getting hurt, here's the reality, okay? You're going to make a lot of money in a short career, or you're going to make a little money in a long career. You make the decision.
Who do you like out there of these young kids that we're going to see this weekend in Indy?
Susie, I haven't. I'll be honest. I haven't really started to do my homework. I usually wait till after. Well, I used to have to do it before the combine. I used to dive into it, but now after the combine is when I start to really sink my teeth into these young running backs coming out, taking phone calls, analyzing, seeing what they do, using our all pro scouting system of what these guys are able to do, and implementing and putting a stamp on which one of these guys are going to be, because we know who the top guys are. We're going to have those guys, but it's those guys that you're going to see in the third and fourth round that's going to end up breaking through, and you're like, wow, who's Isaiah Pacheco? Like, those are the guys that I like to discover and say, this guy has the potential to really mean something, a Singletary, mean something to a team, and really be a reason why a team wins.
Who do you think needs a great guy more than any other team out there?
Well, let's see. What young quarterback? Obviously, you look, whoever the guy is going to be in Chicago, it's going to help for him to have it. You see what the addition of the young back down in Atlanta has done. Obviously, the quarterback position hasn't held up there. Man, let's see. You know, there's a couple of guys in Texas that's doing it, but I think they still need a guy, like a guy. I think Dak needs a guy. I think they found out, you know, as much as Pollard was a guy who was able to spare Zeke, being a guy who you can count on, you know, week in and week out, understanding what's expected of you to get the tough yards. It's easy to get the yards when you're just, they're just handing you the ball, but it's the tough yards that I look at. You know, I think about Dallas and where they're at. They need a guy. They miss Zeke. Let's just be honest. They missed Zeke in that offense. Although he wasn't healthy the last couple of years, you saw what he meant to Pollard, allowing Pollard to come in and be the fresh guy.
You like Derrick Henry in Dallas?
Not at the money that he's probably going to want. You know, that's a deal for Derek. Derek has to take a deal there, because there has to be another guy. And I'm not saying, you know, this is a knock on Derek. And what I've seen him play third down and catch the ball, but they just don't look at him as a third down guy. So that means you're a first, second down guy. And anytime in his league you get down 10 points, you can't put that guy in the game. He's taken out of the game. So he becomes more of a liability. Now, if Dallas is going to play from ahead and they're going to front run, he's a great guy to have. Great guy to have.
You look like a coach. You look like you're sitting in front of like a post-game conference, like you're about to tell me about what happened in the second quarter.
I hope I'm telling you what happened in the second quarter after a win.
Like, I hope so, Marshall.
We're leading, and or it's after the game and it's after a win. That's the look I'm going for today.
I love it. You're playing it perfectly. Thanks, Marshall. Appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me on, Suze.
Absolutely. That was Marshall Faulk here on the Rich Eisen Show.
The best.
He's always the best. Always. And he always has the best insight. And I think what he said is right. Like, you want the money and the longevity? Play.
Play.
Play. Get Say, out I want there. The ball. Give me the damn ball.
Make
right?
them make a decision. Make it hard on them to not get rid of you.
You know, it's so true. And I really meant it. I wasn't just making like, oh, you know, I wasn't just like patting him on the back and on everybody's like you, but you got to want to have it. You know, you got to want to have that rock in your hand, whether it's taking those short passes, running the ball. And like, again, one of the coolest things is listening to Marshall talk about seeing the field, that kind of matrix way he looked at the field. And when I said to him, why did you never get hit? He's like, because it hurts. I'm like, well, that's a good way to put it. Anyway, he's incredible. And I can't wait to see the running backs over the weekend. Obviously, yeah. Rich can't wait for Blake Corum. See yep. how he does out there. Who are you looking forward to seeing?
I'm Mike Marshall. I'm waiting until after the combine before I really dive into these guys.
Yeah, but who do you want? Is there anybody you're interested in over the weekend? Obviously, we talked about Chop Robinson. It's kind of fun to see Chop Robinson goes out.
I like watching the quarterbacks. Like I like seeing the guys throw. Oh, I'm interested in some of these receivers. And so hopefully they get out there and perform. And then we'll see on a Monday. You know, you can really divot the new mock drafts that are coming out. Who raised their stock, who hurt themselves a little bit. And I think that's kind of where the real fun begins, kind of after the combine, TJ. Mock draft season really gets ramped up. Yeah. I know you don't dabble during the year, during the football season.
Yeah, what's the point?
You know, what's the point? You're focused on the week to week of your favorite team and what's going on in the NFL. But now, post-combine Monday, the six-week ramp up before the draft, mock draft season goes nuts. And then that's kind of what excites me the most.
I agree.
My kid's texting me, asking me, like, saying that his math teacher just snapped at him in the hallway because he was drawing during class. I'm like, maybe don't draw during class.
Oh, I used to get it all the time.
Maybe pay attention while you're in class.
And I was successful.
Also, I'm working. Mom's working. Like, leave me alone here.
Speaking of text, my mom texted me about 10 minutes ago and says, tell Susie I said hi. So,
Hi. Hi, Mom Jefferson. I'm so glad you're out there watching. At least you're not texting me saying that your math teacher is barking at you. It's like, oh, God, I'm trying to do a job here. I always, we'll talk about this when we come back. I always look at you and I see, obviously, we see Hasselbeck, but I forgot about the Matthew Reese thing. So we'll talk a little bit more about who Matthew your celebrity celebrity doppelgangers are when we come back here to wrap up this edition of The Rich Eisen Show.
Hi there. Sorry for the interruption, but are you enjoying this show on Google Podcasts? You should know that the Google Podcasts app is going away this spring. That's right, going away, gone as in no longer available. You can still enjoy this show elsewhere, though. Try out Spotify or Amazon Music, or maybe TuneIn is more your style. Whatever app you switch to, be sure to follow so you never miss the next episode. And thanks for listening, wherever you listen.
I used to know you when you didn't have what's going
when
on.
When I didn't have hair.
What's going on?
I'm back, Mortimer.
Do you think I should do this? Do you think I should do this?
I do.
Oh, wow.
You do?
I do. It, Rich, it will bring you back like no other.
But where am I now, though? When you say bring me back, where am I right now?
Where am I? You're not really happy.
What?
You're enthusiastical, but you're not really happy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm happy with my head. Zoom in on it. I'm happy with my head right now. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with life. My hats have been cutting down. They were up to 5 days a week. Now I'm at 2 days a week now.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm feeling good about Prime right now. I look at myself on social media. It's taken at least 9 years off of my life.
9 years?
Yes. I'm looking like a young Prime right now, man. You know, I looked at a picture of me and my profile the other day. I didn't know if it was one of my sons or me. That's the way I am right now, really.
Because, you know Suze, you know my wife. She's like seeing you on the air and she goes, huh. She's like, is that Dion? I'm like, yeah, that's Dion.
You know what she's really saying? She's really saying, it's almost like a guy. See, we can't do this. You know, if your girl starts to pick up a little weight, you really can't say it. You just, you know, like, hey, you want to work out today, baby? Not you, but we should work. You know, you can't say it. So she's like, is that Dion? Yeah. And she's just waiting for you to jump in there. It's like double dutch and you just sitting out there. You know, and she has the ropes and she's just doing the ropes and she just keep looking on you like, come on, baby, jump in. Come on. Rich, you can do this, man.
No, I know I can, but I mean...
See, you got a lot to work with on the outside.
This is your expert opinion having...
Yes.
Okay.
See, you have a lot of hair. They call it donor hair.
Should I do it?
Do it, Rich.
Rich. Don't do it.
Do it.
He said, don't do it.
Rich, do it. You should do it.
All right.
Closing up this edition of The Rich Eisen Show, Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen, who is in Indianapolis, of course. We just listened to Deion Sanders tell my husband he needed hair plugs. That was great.
Do you think he should have done it?
I mean, back in the day, maybe.
That was 6 years ago now. So Rich is so worried about, well, what are people going to say while I'm waiting for it to grow in? That was 6 years ago. He'd have a full flowing head of hair now. He'd look like Fabio, Mike. Like, what are we doing? Should he have done it? Should he have done it? Yes or no? Yes or no?
I thought he should have done it 10 years ago.
Oh.
When it was still reparable. Maybe 15? Okay, but not when Dia did. He came home after that and he said, what do you think? Maybe it's time. And, you know, I know he was...
Be too jarring.
I just said to him, I'm like, who are you kidding? I mean, you're not Ryan Gosling.
Right.
Well,
so I just thought to myself, you know,
some poor guy in Indy thought.
I think he looks very dignified and handsome as long as he keeps the goatee. He's got that. He needs the balance, don't you think?
Yep. Yep.
Totally. Yeah, that's what the goatee's. If you don't have hair, the goatee.
Totally agree.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see the Ryan Gosling,
they don't
and
even
I say
have the
that
same eye color.
No.
Like maybe if he had blue eyes, maybe.
There's not even a comparison here.
It's not even close. Rich could be Ryan's dad.
How about the fact that Marshall thinks he made the whole made up the whole story?
That's amazing.
That's the part that's, we're not talking about.
That's true.
Marshall thinks that he made it up.
Actually, I'm going to put that out as a poll. Did Rich make up the Ryan Gosling story?
I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. Aaron in Milwaukee, we need a question before we go. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Hey, Susie. So I had a little thought connection yesterday after the Mad Dog Russo interview. Where towards the end, which he kind of had like a one-off comment about thinking that it's crazy if you don't believe in any conspiracy theory regarding JFK. And so I'm just going to connect this to sports eventually, so just hang with me.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
Uh-oh.
You got 2 minutes.
Okay. So it kind of made me think about confirmation bias, where like I'm very scientific and like logical reasoning and deducting. And there's a documentary that was made like 20 years ago where they like replicated the like the exact shot and everything using the same rifle, same ammo, everything. Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of like proves that it was like one shooter for me. Relating it to sports is like that confirmation bias. Like I think in sports is none or never been more clear than with Deflategate, where like everyone's like, oh, well, the NFL won the court case. Like obviously the Patriots were deflating footballs. And it's like, well, no, in the court case, like originally Judge Berman ruled in favor of Brady and the Patriots because they proved through the ideal gas law that like there was no deflation of footballs. And, like, the league appealed so that they could just use, like, Article 46 of the CBA so that they could just hand down whatever punishment they wanted, regardless of originally in the first ruling, they had proven that there was no deflation that had happened. Article 46 still allowed them to hand out the punishment they wanted. And that's the same element that Deshaun Watson had to deal with recently. So I just kind of wanted to touch on that and just kind of throw that out there.
Well, I really appreciate the call. Thank you. I mean, there was no deflating.
There wasn't. It was science,
so dumb.
And the league didn't understand it.
So dumb.
It was all very, very stupid.
So dumb. We put that to bed, right?
Yeah.
And there was no deflategate. So dumb.
Mort deleted the tweet.
Yeah.
And Peter King had to apologize. We're still waiting on Bob Kravitz from Indy.
Yeah. But, you know, Peter King, for those of you who missed it, was on yesterday. You can go to YouTube and check that out. But he talks about this as being possibly the greatest regret of his career, that he got that wrong, and how he really felt awful that people couldn't trust him. Of course, everyone trusts Peter King. There's no one that works harder at telling the truth and finding sources than Peter King. But he talked about that as being like the low of his career. And by the way, the reason why we got past it with Peter King is personal accountability, right? He said, I was wrong. He made a mistake. I can't remember another time Peter King made a mistake, but you know, he's a human being. And there was no Deflategate, so that's put to bed now. What are you doing this weekend, Chris, besides your kid being sick and you chasing him around?
Well, yeah, he's sick. He's not doing well, okay. But we do have T-ball kickoff tonight.
Oh, no, that's right.
And his first practice tomorrow, which would be a bummer if he'd have to miss it. So we're going to force feed him some fluids so he can get out there.
You're going to pump him a little bit of
some T-balls right? around.
A little.
What team is he on?
I'm not sure.
Huh. I think I... Wait, what's that? Oh, he's on the Yankees.
I don't know if that's
true. How you doing about that?
I don't know if that's true.
How you doing about
that? Pinstriped?
I got to wait to see what happens when he shows up tonight.
He's got the pinstripes.
Is he going to be 23?
I have no idea.
Is he going to be Donnie M? What's going to happen?
Hey, Donnie.
Nope. We might just quit and force, like Marshall. Marshall didn't want to go to Cincinnati.
Right.
And got his way onto a better situation, so.
So what Cage could
might,
do.
Cage might hold out.
He could waive the interview. No medical.
No medical.
He's got
no
a fever, so he's taking some.
Yeah. We know what's going on.
He's taking some stuff. He can pop with some medical testing.
I love this.
TJ, I'm going to the Clippers tonight.
Oh.
Nice.
I am. I'm excited.
Yeah,
I've got my women in sports dinner tonight at the Clippers game. I'm excited.
Nice.
I mean, it's the Wizards, but.
It's a game.
It's a game.
Yeah. I'm excited to see your guys in action. I'll report back.
Please do.
Take some snaps for you. Send them to you for some Rich Eisen Show social, because cool. I don't really have social.
Cool. I'm going this weekend. I'm making a trip to Arizona tomorrow. My nephew Jackson plays rugby for the Arizona Wildcats. So a couple of us are going to fly down there tomorrow. Sweet. Check them out. Shout out to the Arizona rugby team and check that out. And then Sunday, Chris, I'm going to watch a guy who we grew up watching wrestle, Sting, the legend, the icon, wrestle his last match on AEW's Revolution pay-per-view.
Nice.
So shout out to the Stinger. You know, 39 years this guy was doing it, putting his body on the line for all of his fans. So congratulations to him. It'll
That's awesome.
It'll be pretty cool.
We're going to watch that new F1 show. Maybe it's not new. Maybe it's old and it's coming back, but I just know about it with Coop. We're going to watch the F1 show. We're going to watch some tennis.
Oh, Drive to Survive?
Yeah.
The one on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Coop's really got a tennis match on Sunday. May or may not be rained out. You can bring Cage if he's not sick.
Done.
You know? All right. Well, for all of you guys who took in the Rich Eisen show while
tonight?
I was here,
yeah.
Many thanks to you all, and I'll see you next time I'm in the chair.
Booyah.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Movies, TV shows, books, podcasts, and more. It's What Women Binge with Melissa Joan Hart and her friend Amanda Lee.
We have Lauren Bosworth with us.
Yay!
The Hills. So what is like your number one question from fans?
The primary question I still get asked was, "What is it real?" In 2024, to me, is a surprising question to get because I feel like everybody has been through the reality TV gauntlet at this point.
What Women Binge, wherever you listen.